I whipped off my dress, panties already off. I shoved him against the wall, ripped his t-shirt off, and kissed him hard. I wasn't waiting. I needed to fuck him out of my system. His belt was next, then his zip, followed finally by his dick. Fuck him. I pushed him onto the bed and clambered on top of him, wasting no time lowering my wet cunt onto his desperate and needy cock. I leant over and grabbed his wrists, sliding onto him quickly and forcefully. Fuck him. I looked into his eyes, feeling every emotion again, the lust, the excitement, the intoxication. I bit his lip as I squeezed his cock with my tight little pussy. Fuck him. I breathed it all in, his face, his scent, his sounds. His eyes penetrated my own. I felt seen. I felt understood. I stopped fucking for a second, closing my eyes to really feel him deep inside me. I found myself lost in this moment once again. I was in limbo, caught between lust and reason. Fuck him. I regained my composure and rode my hips up and down furiously. I lost my grip on his wrists and he was free. He no longer looked into my eyes. I was losing him. The withdrawal was long but inevitable. I went harder and faster for what felt like hours, my cunt taking everything it deserved. Fuck him. I kept going and going, relentlessly fucking him in this manner, until finally I let go. I caved and gave into my orgasm, screaming as I came hard, thrusting my hips wildly. I climbed off, breathless and exhausted. I closed my eyes, feeling my energy surge. As quickly as it came, the energy ebbed and flowed into nothing. Fuck him. I opened my eyes. Nothing could save him, not even me. He was well and truly.